USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
3 or 4 days ago, I'd call him just to find out. You know, his fight was very, very courageous. He was very, very sick. From diagnosis on, it was just something that was not going to be beaten, but you wouldn't know it.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, the 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The White House says FEMA is working closely with states that have been impacted by severe weather.
FEMA has supplied generators to Texas and is preparing to move diesel into the state to ensure the continued availability of backup power to key critical infrastructure, including communications, hospitals, and water.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters that FEMA is supplying water and blankets to parts of Texas. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should, too.